Ezekiel chapter 24. Son of man, I'm about to take from you the light of your life. A real blow, I know. But please, no tears. Keep your grief to yourself. No public mourning. Get dressed as usual and go about your work. None of the usual funeral rituals. Many years ago, I arrived at a funeral home when the widow was alone in front of her husband's casket. I saw her made well up and groomed. With a hint of uneasy uncertainty, she asked me if she could cry, because her family had forbidden her to cry in front of the public. Obviously, it is a natural, logical, and healthy way to express our sadness with our tears. Jesus himself wept at the death of a friend, for reasons that are very difficult to explain. Both Ezekiel should remain silent, as would the rest of the people in exile later, reacting to the death of their loved ones in Jerusalem and the destruction of the temple, their pride and the source of their strength. Such would be the shock of the fall of Jerusalem and the destruction of the temple that they would not express their grief. They would experience a pain that was beyond tears, a dejection that could not be expressed by outward acts. The only outward expression that would be heard between them would be the silent groan. If you are living in similar circumstances, if you are experiencing the pain of separation or the failure of a marriage or the abandonment of your children, shed your tears, and without making a public scandal, and talk to God, and he will wipe them away. The wound is the place where the light enters you. Sometimes our only way to experience God's inexplicable peace is through wounds.